As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law. Show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, May the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is and remains William Roberts. It'll be William Roberts tomorrow, too, by the way. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Isn't that philosophically radical? And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those who live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014 or use option 2, I suppose it is, to take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065 to join me live on air. Your calls are always welcome. You may send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at vvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's vvlhost@centurytel.net. Winds its way right up to my computer. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our caller number again remains 866-841-1065. Those call-in numbers and so much more can be found on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage, including our Become Vocal Local show archives. Certainly access the archives. They're there for your use and edification. Now, let's see. What do we got going this morning? Precious metals gain as equities in the U.S. dollar weekend. We'll talk about that. Crude oil continues to decline in the wake of BP's Macondo disaster. We'll talk about that briefly. Man's self-transformation, Frank Knight, the responsibility of freedom, James C. Mallon, science and humanities, perhaps a little bit from John Stuart Mill on liberty, and some local news as well. All of that will be in today's two-hour broadcast. Let's go into that market report for Thursday. Again, May the 27th, 2010, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading off 80 cents at $1,209.80 an ounce. Silver up 21 cents at $18.26 an ounce. Platinum up 17 bucks at $1,536 a troy ounce. And palladium up 12 at $449. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,205.20 for a low, $1,219.80 for a high, a $14.60 spread there. But at $1,209.80, your gold is up year to year, $261.70 for a 27.60 return on your investment. Boys in London this morning set the gold price at $1,210.75 for a buck below that right now. The SPDR gold shares overnight added another third of a ton, 0.31 tons to their gold holdings. So they have a total now of 1,267.63 tons for $49.38 billion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading off 80 cents at $1,209.80 for a troy ounce of gold. Silver up 21 cents at $18.26. Platinum up 17 bucks at $15.36, and palladium up 12 at $4.49. Again, that SPDR gold share picked up another third of a ton of gold overnight. They're holding 1,267.63 tons, ostensibly, in their treasure chest, valued on the street by the State Street Global Advisors at $49.38 billion. Big hands, deep pockets in the gold market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday didn't do too well, closing down 69, now below 10,000 at 9,974. The NASDAQ off 15 at 2196, and the S&P 500 closed down 6 at 1068. Crude oil this morning up $1.70, yet still trading very low. Where's that $100 crude that everyone was talking about, including myself? Crude oil this morning up $1.70, trades at $73.21 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The USDX, that trade-weighted basket of currencies that you can find out all about on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, they show a decline this morning of 0.57 or 57 basis points, trading at 86.78. How much lower that'll go, who can tell? Anyway, in the Forex market, impacted, of course, by any move in the U.S. dollar index, the Canadian loonie moves up 142 basis points on this decline in the USDX, now trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up 153 basis points, yet still having to round it up to get to 8 pennies, 8 cents. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning moves up 55 basis points, yet trades at $1.22 U.S. The British pound up 70 basis points, trades at $1.45 U.S. And the Swiss franc up 24 at 86 cents. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.84%. The 10-year is at 3.27%. And the 30-year is at 4.17. In the mortgage markets this morning, we see this continuing downward slide, if you will, in the mortgage rates, moving down from a month ago for 4.37%, now trades at 4.19%. If you're going to buy a 30-year fixed mortgage this morning, the rates have moved down from 5.15% a month ago to 4.86%. Of course, we go up on Bloomberg, look at the EconoDay report for new home sales. As of yesterday, released 5/26, they say here highlights new home sales surged in April, up 14.8% to 504,000 annual rate that compares with expectations for only 425,000. So it was up 79,000 units more than they anticipated. That's good news, I suppose, for the builders. The data include annual revisions that added a combined 42,000 to March and February. Notice how they keep doing that? They keep adding information backwards. They didn't get it right the first time, but by golly, they have access to it, so they'll go in and fudge the numbers up. The surge made for the biggest drop ever in supply, down 7% for the lowest level. How can a surge make for the biggest drop ever in supply? Well, I don't know. I'm not an economist. I just report this stuff. Anyway, supply at the current rate fell to 5.0 months versus 6.2 months in March. What are they talking about? Supply at the current sales rate fell to 5 months. So they've got enough houses built to go for 5 months versus the 6.2 months in March. How does that figure? They build more houses and yet they have less supply? That doesn't seem right. Boy, I'll tell you what, they get paid a lot to write this stuff. April's end to second round stimulus. Now, you all know what that second round stimulus was. That's right. They were reaching into your pocket in this Keynesian spend your way to prosperity redistribution of the wealth scheme. And they were taking money out of your pocket and giving it to somebody else so that they could buy a house which was overpriced and underbuilt, right? Anyway, continuing, the home builders housing market index picked up the activity. The Home Builders Housing Market Index picked up the activity, showing a big spike in April, followed by a sizable gain in the non-stimulus month of May. All right, so they withdrew the stimulus in May. It ran out on April 30th. Everybody had to rush in and sign up for Daddy Warbucks free bucks there, and they did. That report, together with this report, which apparently reflects buying activity not related to stimulus, point to surprising recovery for housing and residential construction. Won't they be in for a big surprise when they come up against the glut of $1.1 trillion in mortgage-backed securities held by the Federal Reserve Bank? How does all that work out? Why don't we just sell some of the houses that are out there as opposed to building new ones? Well, they're not doing that. They'll come in with Caterpillar and increase the stock potential for Caterpillar Company, and they'll bulldoze all the houses in Chicago and then build new ones. That's what sustainable development is all about. But one big negative in today's report, this was yesterday, is a large drop in prices. Yeah, that's right, building a lot more houses, but they're cheap. They're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same, right? One big negative in today's report is a large drop in prices. You can imagine what that's going to do to your neighborhood, right? Your house's value is going down. One big negative in today's report is a large drop in prices, down 9.7%. Down 9.7%. So you're living in an $80,000 house. You're probably not going to get $80,000 for it. You'll probably see $72,000 as a listing price. Of course, you're going to have to pay all of the points, origination fees, the broker's fees, the closing costs, and everything else. You'll come away with about $50,000 in your pocket after everyone else extracts their share, and then you'll have to pay taxes on it. Existing home sales this month will be the key indicator for the housing sector and whether stimulus expiration has or has not upended the housing sector. Stocks move higher in reaction to the report. Well, that's that one. Let's jump over here. I wanted to get this one. I want to make sure I don't fail to get this one. Where is it? Where are you? Where are you? There you go, right there. Some of you might understand how I feel about this, how passionate I am about this issue, but here it is. Right off news, Bloomberg here. Israel to divert aid ships off Gaza coast and deport activists. Yes, that's right, your tax dollars at work. By Jonathan Furzeiger, May the 27th, New News. Israeli forces will divert a flotilla of ships planning to bring construction materials and humanitarian supplies to the Gaza Strip. That's right, folks. Israeli forces will divert a flotilla of ships planning to bring construction materials and humanitarian supplies to the Gaza Strip while deporting the pro-Palestinian activists aboard a government official set. Bunch of barbarian Neanderthals. The government is preparing a special detention area at its Ashdod port, 25 kilometers or 16 miles north of Gaza, capable of holding the 550 or more passengers and processing their deportation. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmore said they'll be treated as trespassers. Well, there you go. Christian Zionism at work.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, Oracle listeners will remember the excellent coverage that was given to this, I think, 21-day war that was launched upon these people that are kept basically in a barrel on Gaza Strip by this Zionist cabal, the Ashkenazim, you know, we call Israel. You remember that time period, and the lame duck presidency of George Bush would do nothing to stop it. And Barry the usurper, not being sworn in yet, could do nothing to stop it. And so the people just were preyed upon once again by this bunch of barbarians. Anyway, and now, still trying to bring this place back up to habitable condition, at least somewhat reasonably. Now, even these humanitarian aid people are being rebuffed by Israel. They'll be treated as trespassers, Palmer said today in a telephone interview from Jerusalem. If they try to enter Gaza by force, they will be towed to Ashdod. Now, what's entering by force? Sailing up to the pier and throwing in a landing line? The eight ships, organized by an international group called the Free Gaza Movement, are carrying about 10,000 tons of cargo, including cement for rebuilding homes destroyed by war in Gaza, medical equipment, and school supplies. Oh, that sounds very frightening and terroristic, doesn't it? They started from Turkey, Ireland, Sweden, and Greece and plan to reach Gaza over the next 2 days, said Greta Berlin, a movement spokeswoman in Cyprus. We will resist nonviolently, but this is going to be a PR nightmare for Israel, she said in a phone interview today. Some of the ships are carrying television crews that plan to broadcast live any confrontation between Israeli forces and the activists. Israel has restricted entry of people and goods into Gaza since the territory was taken over by the militant Hamas movement in 2007. It seems to me that was a democratically conducted election, allowing in only a limited range of supplies, including food, clothing, and medicine. Only food, clothing, and medicine. Nothing to rebuild their homes, nothing to educate their children, just food, clothing, and medicine, right? Who makes the money on the medicine? The pharmacopoeia, no doubt. Israeli Navy ships have stopped three previous efforts by the Free Gaza Movement, formed in 2008 to deliver aid to reach the territory by sea. Gaza war? Hamas is considered a terrorist organization by Israel. Everyone's considered a terrorist by Israel. Can always tell the Jew he's the one that cries out in pain as he strikes you repeatedly in the face, right? Neanderthals. Hamas is considered a terrorist organization by Israel, the U.S., and European Union. Israel fought a three-week war, that'd be 21 days, there you go, in Gaza starting in December of 2008. That it said was meant to stop Hamas and other militant groups from firing bottle rockets into its territory. It's been negotiating a prisoner swap with Hamas to exchange a captive. Now, listen to these numbers. It's been negotiating a prisoner swap with Hamas to exchange a captive Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, for about 1,000 jailed Palestinians. Now, this, you see, gives you that formula well known in Israel and Gaza, where the where the Hebrew boys believe that one of theirs is worth a thousand of the other side. Nothing but brute beast animals time to back up the trucks, according to Rabbi Yaakov Spivak, out of his lips to God's ears. Israeli bombing during the war destroyed thousands of homes across Gaza, and Israel's restrictions on construction materials have prevented the Palestinians from being able to rebuild. Palmer said that Israel will offload the humanitarian aid supplies from the boats and send them to Gaza. Anyone want to take bets on what will arrive in Gaza? Any Israelis aboard may be arrested, he said. While the shipment of construction material into Gaza is restricted, Palmer said, it may be allowed in if, quote-unquote, they can guarantee it won't be commandeered by Hamas. That's the government there, by the way. Commandeered by Hamas. The army said such materials are used by Hamas for building weapons. Yes, building weapons. Yes, lots of shoes to throw at leaders. Launchers, I don't know what they're going to launch, and bunkers. Well, if I live close to Israel, within striking distance, I'd probably want to build a bunker myself anyway. That's that article. This is a little bit more of an interesting article. Has to do with what's going down on in the Gulf. BP wants a Houston judge with oil ties to hear spill cases. Talk about buying your judge. Here you go. Miami Herald, new news, I suppose, facing more than 100 lawsuits after its Gulf of Mexico oil spill killed 11 workers and threatened four coastal states, oil giant BP is asking the courts to place every pretrial issue in the hands of a single federal judge in Houston. That judge, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes, has traveled the world giving lectures on ethics for the American Association of Petroleum Geologists. I'm sure this fellow will have a real nonpartisan, non-partial view as he adjudicates these cases. A professional association and research group that works with BP and other oil companies. This organization pays his travel expenses, so they want their own pocket judge to handle the cases. Hughes has collected royalties from several energy companies, including ConocoPhillips, a BP competitor, and Devon Energy, another BP competitor, from investments in mineral rights. His financial disclosure forms show Hughes, appointed to the bench in 1985 by then-President Ronald Reagan, declined a comment for this report. Now, this fellow was appointed to the bench in the time of Ronald Reagan. What do? Wheel him in and bring his oxygen tank with him? Wouldn't say that he's been in just a little too long on the bench, would you? Legal experts say that the request for a single judge, while not unprecedented, is unusual. And they surmise that BP is seeking rulings from a judge well-versed in company issues. Edward Sherman, this is like just read the article, Will. Edward Sherman, a law professor at Tulane University in New Orleans, has closely followed the BP legal maneuvers, said BP probably studied Hughes' past rulings and his caseload before suggesting that he take the cases. Quote, obviously, another factor is that they would like to have a judge who understands their point of view. Sherman said, impartial. Everyone gets a fair hearing in front of the bar, right? Hughes is well-known as a competent judge, Sherman added. No one has suggested that Hughes or any other judge would rule a certain way before hearing the evidence. Records show the jurist has ruled both for and against the industry, including one ruling on behalf of oil companies later overturned on an appeal. In court papers, BP said Hughes should handle the cases because he's already hearing one class action case filed by a group of Vietnamese-American. Now look, they're either Vietnamese or they're American. What is it? You come to the United States of America and you immigrate to this country. You take off the garments that you were wearing before and you become an American. I can't stand these hyphenated Americans. Vietnamese-American fisherman after the spill and has presided over complex, multi-jurisdictional cases in the past. Long article, you can find it this morning, right up on the Bloomberg website. Here's another one. a little bit more about BP in this morning's news. They're going to continue with this top kill operation. This is the article written by Jim Poulsen. Apparently, Jim knows how to write an article by himself. May the 27th, new news. BP PLC's latest effort to plug a leaking well that's been spewing oil into the Gulf of Mexico for more than a month continued overnight. That would be last night. We'll pick that story up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? C-Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar-powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance, make over a gallon per day per unit. C-Panels aren't filters, they're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so whether or not you're a Christian and you pray, or whether or not you're some other religion and pray, or whether or not you throw the I Ching, or whether you just rub the Billiken's belly, I think we should all be putting our mental energy into a hope that BP is successful in this top kill that they're trying to do here. They don't have tremendous odds for success, but we should hope that they are successful. At least it would bring this tragedy at least to an end in that respect. No more oil coming into the water. But they say this: so far we're proceeding according to plan. Hayward, who said in an email yesterday, there's a great team of people doing extraordinary things to plug this leak as quickly as we can. And I don't know how many of you have ever worked in a construction industry, whether put on a saddlebag or wore your harness and put on your hard hat and your boots. I certainly have. And I certainly wish them the very, very best. And sometimes you can put together a great team of people, and you can do extraordinary things, even in the face of lousy odds. And so I wish them the very best as they're working on this, and hopefully we'll have good news by the end of today, and that they will have success that they're looking for. Again, dropping down here, BP will need to monitor the well and conduct pressure tests to determine if the oil flow has been stopped. Doug Settles, BP's chief operating officer for exploration and production, said yesterday at a press conference in Robert, Louisiana, quote, "We're taking great care to make sure we complete this job successfully." And then they go on and they talk about there's no guarantees. But they think that it should be able to either eliminate the flow of oil or greatly reduce it. They have some other things going on. Once they cap the well, a level of anxiety will still be there, but it'll go down precipitously. The healing can proceed, and they can start talking about what they're going to do to clean up the environment and what the road forward looks like. Continues, talks about, "I don't want to express optimism until I know for sure that we have secured the well," and so on and so forth, and warning signs. It's a lengthy article. It's worth your time. Jump up on Bloomberg and scan that one as well. Here's some of the blowback already starting to happen. Of course, this is probably the synthesis that was coming anyway. Oil drilling off Virginia coast is to be canceled. This is a team writing project. Juliana Goldman and Roger Runigan writing for Bloomberg, New News. Barry the Usurper will cancel a plan to drill for oil off the coast of Virginia. Of course, he wasn't going to drill for oil off the coast of Virginia. The only thing that he drilled is in the backseat. Never mind. And extend for 6 months a moratorium on new deep water oil drilling permits. All right? A moratorium on new deep water oil drilling permits. Well, it should have a 6 month moratorium on oil drilling permits, especially if these oil companies have not had to complete their environmental impact statements, the EIS, or as they call it, environmental impact assessment today, an EIA, if they haven't been required to put these together in their safety plans, then they certainly should or ought be required to do that. And so it takes a while, probably $600,000 a pop probably to do an environmental impact statement, but nevertheless, these are things that should have been done in the past and were not done because of the failings of Ken Salazar's Interior Department and the Mineral Management Service. But then, continuing, it says, the usurper will announce plans to toughen oversight of the oil industry even while the presidential panel continues to investigate the spill, an aide said. The lease sale off of Virginia coast is being canceled because of environmental concerns, environmental and developmental concerns. These are businesses. These are corporations. But in this case, it's hanky-wringing and objections raised by the Defense Department, the aide said. National security at risk here, you know. Salazar briefed Obama and senior advisors last night at the White House. The aide said, I wonder how much that cost us and how much oil and served with their salads. BP began pumping mud-like drilling fluid into the well at 2 o'clock p.m. New York time yesterday in a procedure known as a top kill that Hayward said would take at least 24 hours to work. And so here we are about, 4 hours away from that 24-hour period. Let's see if it works. Anyway, it continues. This one, little bit different program. U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan are looking for ways to protect the most prized resource of the next and biggest military offensive of the war, and that is the local government officials and leaders charged with winning over the population. Sort of sounds like FEMA's program, doesn't it, where they win over the locals and get you to disarm the public. Afghan war offensive demands security for Kandahar's leaders. Now, when this whole thing got started, and I don't know why, but it came to me to do a little mapping thing, I predicted on radio that this war would end in Kandahar. It began in Kabul. I predicted that it would end in Kandahar. Why? Well, if you look at the map, if you look at the map of Afghanistan, you'll find that there is a triangle here, a very interesting triangle between Kandahar, Sanger, and a town called Shahjui or something like that, Shwaji. If you draw a line connecting all three of those towns on a map, you create this triangle. It's not a perfect right triangle. It's an isosceles, I guess it would be said. But right in the middle of that triangle, you'll have the 33rd parallel, the 33rd degree latitude north, and you have the 66th degree longitude east. So it's the intersection of 33 degrees and 66 degrees, which is about as high a Mason numerological location on the face of the planet as one might ever get. Now, I've tried on several occasions using Google Earth to look at that point by going to that latitude and longitude, and every time I've been back, the filtering, the screen filter there, is so intense that one can scarcely make out the contour of the ground. But there seems to be a black hole, maybe just a round canyon or some kind of a pockmark right there. So it's just interesting, fantasy-wise. I thought, well, maybe they would have some kind of a shrine there. Maybe they'll have some kind of a temple there. But nevertheless, Kandahar has been on my map since day one in Afghanistan. This article on Bloomberg by Viola Geiger, May the 27th, New News. U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan are looking for ways to protect the most prized resource of the next and biggest military offensive of the war, the local government officials and leaders charged with winning over the population. Now, if you think about it from the standpoint of all that we've learned on this broadcast, and understand that all politics are local, and that if we are going to be successful in what needs to be done now, we need to be working at the local level. And going back to the Tavistock Institute and their work on localism and the idea of taking power to the edge here in the 21st century, understanding how that dynamic works, if we can understand correctly the whole dynamic behind FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program and the idea of the enhanced 911 system and the federal grants in aid that help to get your local fire department and your city councils and your planning departments and your parks departments and your local pastors, preachers, and teachers all on board with the new global agenda, then we can start to rightly understand this article. Here's another article. I'll just segue out to the local newspaper, the Barry County Advertiser, Volume 43, Number 31, front page, Wednesday, May the 19th, meeting tomorrow afternoon to discuss the revision of the city building codes. Apparently, the city of Cassville attempt to reignite the controversy that began about a year ago in May and June of 2009 over the city's building codes. The meeting will be held in the city council chambers at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when a report labeled Building Code Ad Hoc Committee will be discussed. Continues, drops down, in an effort to blunt widespread criticism of the city of Cassville's adoption of the International Building Code, along with five other codes, which were adopted on June the 2nd of 2009 by the city council and signed by Mayor Tracy Hall. Now, what is this International Building Code? This is the body of model codes and model acts that were put together to work in tandem with FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program. And this International Code Council, this body of codes here, the International Code Council, was chaired by a former FEMA director. Well, we'll pick that up on the other side of these words from our sponsors.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we hear, well, now 1 year advanced in this issue, talking about these building codes coming into this small town, Cassville, Missouri. I mean, if Cassville was butt naked and dripping wet, they'd be pressed to find 3,500 people. But anyway, this is about the international building codes. Again, James Lee Witt, former director of FEMA, moved over, transferred over, and became the director, I guess, board of directors of this International Code Council. And these people sell codes, all right? They're not cheap. They're not cheap. This is big money. You think about, there's 177,000 local voting precincts in 3,066 counties all across America. Every single one of the counties would eventually ultimately need to have many copies of these building codes. They're not cheap. They're big money. Every town would have to have some. Every planning commission would need to have copies of these things. Big money here. But they're the ones that are dictating how you will relate to your property. What you can and what you cannot do, what you can build, what you cannot build, and how you'll build it, and how green your house will be. So it's more than just a small issue. An advertisement, back to this front page news article here off the small town newspaper, an advertisement that highlights the concerns over the codes, which ran in both Cassville papers by a group called the Ozark Property Rights Congress. Sound familiar? Becoming vocal local. The International Building Code, here's the quote, stated, quote, the International Building Code was recently adopted by the Cassville City Council without the benefit of any public forum or the consent from the people of Cassville. The IBC is 663 pages long, 1.5 inches thick in its entirety. Its adoption means that the city council has arbitrarily imposed literally thousands of laws on the people who live, work, or own property in Cassville. The 2006 IBC is only one of 14 codes written by the ICC. In Chapter 35 of the IBC, there is a list of some of these other codes which have been incorporated into the International Building Code. The list is 24 pages long and includes the International Mechanical Code, the Fire Code, the International Property Maintenance Code, that egregious little piece of crap, Energy Conservation Code, as well as many others. Quote, have the City Council and the proponents of these codes read and internalized them all in their entirety? Close quote. That was what the advertisement read. The mayor believed that these individuals who are appointed to the committee will be a diverse group. It's uncertain whether the ad hoc committee ever met, according to one of its members. It is uncertain whether the ad hoc committee ever met, according to one of its members. 10 of the members met with a city employee back in February. They've had a year to meet, review, go over these codes and see whether or not this would be something appropriate for the local area or not. And it says right here, front page news, that's uncertain whether the ad hoc committee ever met. And it continues now, curiously enough, front page news right beside it. Tying these two together as seamlessly as a baseball stitch, Emergency Management Agency to update the Cassville Mitigation Plan. Now we've got FEMA on one in one column, and we've got the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts in the other column, both on the front page, local newspaper. Article by Kayla Sudovan. A public open house was held on May the 18th to discuss plans for the hazard mitigation program. The plan, which outlines Berry County's plans for safety and prevention during natural disasters. Now you see, that's not correct. No, that's not correct. It's man-made and natural disasters. Must be updated every 5 years, and the deadline is November 2010. So we can see that this was brought in on the people back in 2005, concurrent with the drive towards establishing an enhanced 911 system, which is now complete in Berry County, including the bomb-proof bunker that it sits in. Mitigation plans are required by FEMA for communities to be eligible, listen, to receive funds for emergency situations in six categories: prevention, property protection, natural resource protection, emergency services, structural projects, and public information. Every time a people reach their hands out for unearned grants in aid, when they reach out for those unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on, and that has certainly happened here in this area. As great big fire engines, the big red Tonka toys, the buy-off money, all the smoke gear for the never seem to be doing anything, fire departments, and so on and so forth, all of that militarization of the police and fire, first responders, all that coming on us and at us as Roy Blunt brings money back from Congress. Quote, we use mitigation to reduce loss and damage to people and property in the event of natural hazards. All right? We use this to do that. Well, who is it? It's all about the reduction or it's the reduction of repetitive loss claims, the elimination of repetitive loss claims. That's very important. Companies like Travelers, Coase and others, AIG, others, Hartford Group and others, the insurance lobbies are deep into this. It's all about the elimination or reducing the risk of repetitive loss claims, just as they have now in the Gulf area as regards to this oil spill and previously Katrina and other man-made natural disasters. The idea is to reduce repetitive loss claims. Obviously, it would be to the insurance company's greater benefit to move everyone back up, out, and away from the coasts, away from all of the hurricane zones, away and out of all of the tornado alleys, away and out of all the highlands where they could have repetitive loss claims due to lightning strikes, etc., herding everyone into sustainable development communities. Well, all that's in here. But again, he says, we use mitigation to reduce loss and damage to people and property in the event of natural hazards. You can go to Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59 and read the words for yourself. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. It's the development of a safety cult. All right? Through mitigation funds, nearly 75% of projects will be paid for through the government. That's that money fairy that Mike Chambers talks about. 75% of projects will be paid for through the government. In other words, these are unearned grants and aid. And wherever the unearned grants and aid come in, this is where we become vocal local. We need to instruct. We need to educate. We need to advise. We need to warn those people in positions of influence and power that they cannot be allowed to put their hands out for any more of these unearned grants and aid, because every time they do, as Franklin said, people who are willing to trade or compromise their essential liberty for temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety. Their liberty will go away. But anyway, therefore, back to the article, areas are declared as high or low risk for fires, floods, etc., to show where the needs are. All right? God forbid if you happen to be in a floodplain or in a high risk for fire area. You know, maybe you've got trees and bushes up close to your house. The new plan updates maps showing critical facilities such as hospitals and fire districts and vulnerable facilities such as public schools and senior centers. And all of those, of course, are this is your continuity of government. All right. This is your emergency operations plans. Every one of those are tax subsidized that I just listed there. The plan also shows areas sensitive to fires and flooding so that the emergency management team can stay alerted. Yeah. We know what's vulnerable, and that helps to justify if loss outweighs cost by approximate values. We know what's vulnerable, and that helps to justify if loss outweighs cost by approximate values, David Compton of the Emergency Management said. New issues in this year's plan include developing information on flood risk and encouraging citizens to consider flood risk in decision-making on future development. In other words, restricting the use of your property, changing the designs of homes, any place where any kind of a possibility for flooding exists. But according to their own documentation, if you have 1% or greater chance one day in a year where a low area in your yard might hold water because of a heavy flood or rain like we had the other day where I had ponding and puddling all over my yard, that's considered a floodplain, my friends, in the minds of these Neanderthals. Okay? Develop tips brochures for property owners to identify potential signs of sinkhole formation. Well, that's a good way to throw money down a rat hole. And then it continues, increased public awareness on household hazards and so on. So, back to our article here, right off of Bloomberg. Look at the primary focus here in Afghanistan. I'm talking southwest Missouri. Let's go over to Afghanistan again. Well, we'll have to wait till this break is over and carry that on in the next segment. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast, carrying on a theme picked up in the beginning. Hour in regards to Afghanistan, FEMA, building codes, localism, taking the power to the edge, all of these various and sundries. This article off of Bloomberg News. Afghan war offensive demands security for Kandahar's leaders. U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan are looking for ways to protect the most prized resource of the next and biggest military offensive of the war. The local government officials and leaders charged with winning over the population. See, if you can't win over the population, you're not going to win the war. The whole idea behind FEMA's hazard mitigation planning program is obtaining public buy-in. Obtaining people's consent, voluntary compliance, by offering little trinkets and Tonka toy fire trucks and whatnot. People are willing to compromise their freedom and their liberty and self-determination and use of their own private property in order to develop a relationship with Uncle Suck. The same thing is being inculcated and indoctrinated now again in Afghanistan. And as I said in the previous hour, I predicted long ago that Kandahar would be much more important, that if the war began with Kabul and the Khyber Pass, that this war would end by activity in Kandahar and or around near it, largely because of the geographic location, geographic positioning, the geospatial position that is not far from Kandahar, which is the 33rd degree north latitude and the 66 degree east longitude, 33 degrees and 66 degrees, the beginning and the end of the higher degrees of masonry. But the article continues and it says, British Major General Nick Carter, the top coalition commander for the offensive in Kandahar province, said his top priority for his engineers is to build structures protecting Afghan officials and civil servants such as judges. It sounds like Victory City or something. We did down that in the green zone in Iraq. The coalition will also provide security training and incentives. Incentives. I don't know how young they'll be, how sweet they'll be, but they'll be incentives for civil servants to come to the south from the capital, Kabul. I wouldn't give you a dime for Kabul. I would be very concerned if I lived in Kabul with this kind of an article and this kind of a military agenda unveiling itself. Some of the key players will have private security details and vehicles to drive around in, Carter told reporters at the Pentagon yesterday via video link from his headquarters at Kandahar Airfield. Quote, but we will also assure that we create protected workspace for civil servants that will be unobtrusive while providing security, he said. I have a feeling that the capital of Afghanistan is about to be uprooted and moved to Kandahar. The gradual push into Kandahar City and the surrounding province, now that includes that 3366 intersection. Oh my goodness. The gradual push into Kandahar City and the surrounding province of the same name hinges on connecting the people with credible local leaders as an alternative to Taliban rule. All right? This is the same sort of a thing. Coalition building, consensus meetings, dialoguing everyone to consensus, the Delphi technique. Let's all feel good. Let's get together. Let's have a drum circle.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live here this morning, right on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. To continue our discussion here, in regards to this new effort that's being made in Kandahar in Afghanistan. It looks to me like it's a shift of power. It looks to me, and I'm just winging it here. You know, I don't know the inner minds of the PM Barnetts and the others out there, but it looks to me like this is a shift of power. They're moving out of the very rugged and mountainous terrain of the Kabul Khyber Pass area, and they're locating more military and headquarter and government offices down near Kandahar. And Kandahar, if what my maps are showing me is correct, that is laying in an area of about 1,000 to maybe 500 meter above sea level. It is more flat terrain. As more defensible as a position against ground forces. It would not be so likely to have to deal with mountainous, like guerrilla fighting and that sort of thing. And from a strategic standpoint, it is closer to, and we perhaps would make for better air bases to strike into Iran, go into Pakistan, anyplace else. And it also moves considerably farther south away from the northern border there in the USSR. Russia, Mother Russia. So all of those things considered, from a political standpoint, might have some bearing on this article. The historic capital, interestingly enough, and I didn't realize that this is the case, but it seems to be. Let me back up a little bit. The gradual push into Kandahar City and the surrounding province of the same name hinges on connecting with the population, with credible local leaders as an alternative to Taliban rule. Militant attacks have targeted Afghans, aiding the 46-nation coalition in what may become the war's decisive battle. Of course, they say 46-nation coalition, and I guess the other 44 nations each send two people over, an advisor and a reporter. The U.S. and its allies, which allies are those? Brits, maybe? And its allies are aiming to reverse Taliban gains and train enough Afghan soldiers, police, and civil servants to begin withdrawing troops in July of 2011. So this is, again, another one of these opportunities where we're going to set up a new government in a new place. But it's not new to the Afghanis. Historic capital, Kandahar, with a population of 500,000, is the historic capital of Afghanistan, and the base for the Taliban when they ruled the country before the invasion that followed the terror attacks on the U.S. of September 11th. Terror attacks? These people need to read the news. While the Taliban don't control the nascent governing structures that exist in the city, unlike in the site of an offensive earlier this year in the neighboring Helmand province town of Marja, their intimidation and the area's lawlessness create instability, blah, blah, blah. It's more of a problem of criminality and disorder than it is a problem of Taliban and insurgency. Well, there's more to that article. It's all about control. It's all about control. But it's also this idea of taking the power to the edge. They were not successful, obviously, in the northern portions of the country. And so by coming in here and setting up a new system, and this is what they say, here's the order. What is required in the city is bringing stability and organization to it. Now, this is right out of John Stuart Mill. This is out of John Locke. Oh, my. I mean, this is just textbook, okay? What is required in the city is bringing stability and organization to it. Now, listen, that means setting up basic systems to bring order, such as vehicle registration, police and court services, and licensing for religious schools and businesses, such as hotels, Carter said. You see? So all we're basically doing here is we're transferring our control grid from the United States and Great Britain over here to Afghanistan. Registering cars, requiring them to have insurance, setting up your police and court services, licensing for schools, businesses, churches, hotels, 501c3s, corporate existence, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's what's happening in the world, and we're part of it. And let's see if we got that's enough for today. That's the news basket. Let's go into something a little bit more enjoyable. Certainly more informative to go back to this symposium and continue to advance our way through it. And I do hope that I was able to stimulate your imagination and get you to go in and take a look at Axel Wenner Gren yesterday. There's so much more than we covered in that two-hour broadcast about that individual that it would warrant or merit the time that you invest. I'm sure you won't be disappointed if you go in and take a real good long look. And certainly in this symposium, this was a real enigma to me, also in that many of these writers for this symposium, now that we know a little bit about who Axel Wenner Gren was and what is the Wenner Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research and why they might have held this symposium in 1955 after Axel Wenner Gren was the number one on the blacklist for his help and his aid and his support to the Nazis. Boy, I'll tell you what, we missed a bet there. Could have supported Adolf Hitler and worked out the grievances afterwards, but instead we went with Uncle Joe and we're still suffering from it. Well, I guess some people are just Zionists, Theodore Herzl and the bunch. Anyway, let's go into this article. Enough said. The Dark Age state of bliss for which people yearn was one of the complete absence of freedom of the mind. Again, we're looking back at man's self-transformation. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The Dark Age state of bliss for which people yearn was one of complete absence of freedom of the mind. Look back into the Dark Ages and think about all the great stuff, you know. Boy, wouldn't it be great to be, quote-unquote, self-sufficient. Well, actually, it's just self-reliant. Wouldn't it be great, you know, to live in a three-field system and have the manor house, you know, and we'd have the tinker, the tailor, the boxmaker and the blacksmith in our little villages. We'd do barter economies. But we look back and we forget that it was a complete absence of the mind. The mind forged manacles that were clamped down on the people by the church for over 1,000 years. It took a long time to break that shackle. So then we talked a little bit about standards of living. What is a standard of living? You know, the Warden June Cleaver, Wally and Beaver, 1950s America. The idea that everybody would have a 57 Chevrolet in the driveway and a lawn that was mowed with a nice rotary mower and refrigerators and all of that and flush toilets and running water and a cabin and a boat and all of the other things, and everybody being the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the Brownies and the Future Farmers of America and all of that. Every town would have its Masonic Lodge, you know, that kind of living, that higher essential standard of living. And then that we somehow or another would be able to expand that and give that to other people through humanitarian aid and by setting a good example, other countries like Zimbabwe and Rhodesia would all of a sudden jump up to the Wally and June Cleaver world of America? Well, pick it up right there. Stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And so whether or not one could say that some certain groups won the war and or lost the war and won the peace, or however you want to style it, what was begun, even in the laboratories in Germany and elsewhere, has continued to this day. You know, Axel Wennergren, he was the guy that had the monorail, put the monorail at Disney World and at Walt Disneyland and also in Seattle. This is the time back here in 1955. This is the time when the Jetsons and the, I guess you could say, what was it, the Flintstones and those sort of things were starting to come on cartoons, you know, all of this. A time of prosperity, the baby boomers now off and in school and growing up and stuff, okay? This is a time of lap of luxury as the United States was reaping all of the bountiful, plentiful reward of having won the war, so to speak. We had converted over from wartime production to peacetime production. All of our huge resources that were mobilized by Bernard Baruch and the War Board and so on and so forth. And again, back to our article here, Mr. Knight writing, the essential matter is that at these higher, meaning higher or lower levels, men literally do not know what they want. We're talking about production here, social progress. Specifically, they do not know what to do with the economic surplus, which modern technology and business organizations have so abundantly provided and can further provide if given the chance. It was well known in the 1950s that production wasn't the problem. Distribution was no longer going to be a problem. We saw what we could do, mobilizing things and carrying it and carting it all over the ocean. We had a vast fleet, merchant and military. The outstanding case is what to do with leisure time. As all of these various and sundry things came along, you know, Rosie the Riveter, she was given over to lots of leisure. Ward and June Cleaver had plenty of time on their hands. Here we encounter the terms or the concepts which must be defined as the preliminary and hard but essential part of a real discussion of our current social economic problems, the issues on which it is so difficult to secure agreement. Again, this is the beginning of the time of the transhumanists. This is the beginning of the rise of the technocracy. This is the time when, you know, Leonid Brzezinski and Heinrich Kissinger and all the rest of these guys and Ronnie Reagan's and all of them. They're all, you know, living in the lap of luxury here. Looking forward to this Jetson time period, the Space Needle in Seattle, the great big geodesic dome built at Montreal Expo. Well, that was to come, but it was on the way. On consequence of modern efficiency is that the economy itself devotes a large and increasing fraction of its energies and competition to persuade people as consumers and producers to quote-unquote want a wide variety of things that are biologically non-essential in all degrees, often even positively harmful, or to displace the things that are really needful biologically. You know, and they depended upon people like Rockefeller and Bronfman and Murdoch and Redstone and Rothschild and Newhouse, eventually. Certainly the work of Freud's nephew, to come up with ways to convince people that they needed all of this biologically non-essential stuff. Stuff. All this cheap Chinese plastic crap. Well, in those days, it was coming out of Japan. Same sort of pot metal crap. But some of it started to get to be pretty good. Lots of biologically non-essential stuff started to get to be pretty good. Kind of interesting. The credit card came on. Everyone was going to college. All the baby boomers were going to school and college. You know, everybody was becoming more prosperous. But it must be added that it becomes progressively harder and actually impossible to separate economic needs in the inclusive sense from others to which economic concepts do not apply because they do not involve the use of given means to achieve any given end. Again, economic needs as opposed to wants. The needs of man are few. Biological needs are few. The economic wants are endless. What a list. Human purposes and economic activity move more and more into such fields as quote-unquote culture and quote-unquote sport. Ah, Hollyweird and sport. Sports. Where the ends are not given in advance or are relative and inherently social, either common or competitive, as the case may be, or even both at the same time. Ballet. The silver screen. The gridiron. The baseball diamond. They're not concrete, quote-unquote, goods and services specifically wanted by individuals as consumers and produced by individual productive capacity. Cultural progress is a group value. Notice, we're moving away at this time period from the individual to the collective. We're going away from a sovereign state to communitarianism. Cultural progress is a group value, groupthink, and its creation is a matter of group exploration. Let's all just get together and have a group grope. Sex and drugs and rock and roll, filling stadiums with wild and stoned out children listening to the Grateful Dead or something else. A particularly important problem arises insofar as economic life becomes motivated by competition or rivalry, giving it the character of sport. Too big to fail? I don't even know the sports teams, or I'd use sports analogies here. Giving it the character of sport, which is increasingly the case. You know, who cares who wins or loses? It's just a game, man. It's all just a game. It's a ride. To that extent, the overall social objective is quite different from that of the players individually or by sides. It's not winning, but having a good game. It's not winning, but having a good game. Politics has become a game. It's not winning. It's just having a good game. Another concept, both necessary and difficult to define. The game must, above all, be interesting and fair. There must be rules which must be obeyed and interpreted, usually by an umpire. Interpreted, usually by an umpire. And today, the courts and the regulatory bodies interpret. the rules as the rules change. And the rules are changing all the time. Businesses can be too big to fail. George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush walk free with more blood on them than the Holy Grail. And some individual on the sidewalk is shot to death by police for virtually no crime apparent and no victims at all. Special problems arise in contrast between large groups and personal acquaintance and face-to-face relations. Are you having problems today with face-to-face relations? Hence, they necessarily act through agents. Through agents. We used to have representatives in our government. Today, they're just the pretty faces that you see on the TV. Sportsmanship is a large element in the ethical ideal of a free society. It calls for an element of generosity, but completely excludes charity. Fascinating.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So perhaps we need to understand that some of these authors that are writing in this symposium, those that attended, those that contributed works, there's treatises and white papers, some. But some of these were born in the last two decades of the 19th century, in other words, 1880, 1890. And here they are in 1955 at the top of the game, perhaps at the end, towards the end of their career, bringing forward the full fountain of their knowledge and their expertise, looking forward into the 21st century, just as we find ourselves here today, reaching back into the middle of the 20th century as we move forward into this new century, the 21st century, trying to bring and blend from the past and find, you know, as we say, we carefully research the past. And then we project, we look forward into the future. And then we find ourselves always in the present, falling forward into the future. And so the author continues, and I'll just repeat the last sentence, sportsmanship is a large element in the ethical ideal of a free society. It calls for an element of generosity, but completely excludes charity, humanitarianism, altruism, living for others, Auguste Comte. The problems called economic in modern large-scale society must be realistically viewed as combining all these various objectives and are enormously complicated in consequence. We keep thinking, well, we'll just, you know, we'll do this little thing here and it's going to, you know, pull our bacon out of the fire. The work that we're facing right now, folks, is vast. It's taken a long, long time just to share just my little understanding, my corner of knowledge on all of these things. We have lots of work to do. The idea of Operation Clean Sweep, if it could be effected in 12 years, it would be almost on the edge of miracle. There's so much to do and so little time to get it accomplished. For there are both complementary and conflict, complementarity and conflict among the ends or the procedures required to promote them, among freedom, efficiency, progress, and justice. How do you balance those out? How do you balance freedom and efficiency, progress, and justice? This last, including both equitable distribution of distributable goods and services and the fairness of sport. Equitable distribution of distributable goods and services and fairness. Very telling little statement in 1955. To all of which must be added, quote unquote, good social moral attitudes or spirit. You see, at this time they were still looking at social morals, with all relative to the ineluctable, I wonder what that word really means, conditions of civilized life. Discussion in strictly economic terms, taking as given all ends as judged by the acting individuals, goes a long step beyond biology. All right, this idea of an economic order, the new economic order. Profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad. Goes a long step beyond biology, but still covers a small part of the problem. Social action, right, calls for action, and action now. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Give me the powers as if there was an actual emergency. But the time it is in his day with Morgenthau and the rest of them called for action, and action now. Sustainable development, the plan of action. The action plan for the 21st century, the program of action. Social action must look to the future, beyond the lives of its members at the time action is taken. It must consider the unborn and the character of the culture that is being created. Sounds so much like the sustainable development mantras. So conducting our lives today that we don't take away from the lives of the future and blah, 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 and all that. Many conflicting considerations must be compromised. that we're now starting to compromise principle for relationship with the unborn future. And no problem is more inescapable than the relation between quantity of life and its quality. Quantity of life and its quality. Always balancing it out. You know, I seek not to have grandeur, but quality. Not quantity, but quality. I could be content with fewer things if they were of good quality and long-lasting, that addressed needs as opposed to want. Different ways of looking at the question. Beginning with that between resources and numbers of the population. My, I hate it when I come across the words population in these writings, my friends, because it makes me tremble. They were looking at a far lower population number than we have today. Viewed even in strictly economic terms, no fact is more important than the non-objective or non-specific character of the real wants of individuals. Again, just driving home the point, there's a difference between need and want, but that distinction has been lost in these past 55 years. What objectivity these have is more aesthetic than biological, though most fortunately, there is only a limited need for agreement on the former as a requisite for social order and peace, for agreement in taste is notoriously hard to achieve. In other words, agreeing on the wants is far easier as a requisite and agreement for social order and peace. But when it comes to the things that a man wants, agreements in taste are notoriously hard to achieve. Oh, I want a Cadillac, or I want a Mercedes-Benz. It's taste. It's taste. It's not need. I want transportation, point A to point B. I want it to be economical. I want it to be reliable. When I kick the key, I want it to go. I don't want any cord. You know, my electric car, I don't want a cord that only goes 200 feet from the house. So on and so forth. Beyond both biological and aesthetic needs or values, and in a large part, including the latter, men's wants for concrete goods and services are largely symbolic of abstract and social values. How was it that, you know, Edward Bernays and others were able to build these abstract, social, symbolic, abstract, and social values in your mind? Did you turn your mind over to them somewhere along the line and allow them to pre-program you? The factor of luck enters largely, both negatively and positively, into both the efficiency and the game aspects of the economic association. Well, he fell on hard luck and went bankrupt. Or he had good luck and won the lottery. Luck. Luck. I don't really believe in luck. What I really do understand is that luck can be described or defined as being opportunity meeting preparedness. That is what appears to be lucky. You have an opportunity to win a lotto only when you've bought the ticket. Opportunity meeting preparedness. You were prepared to deal with the incident. And so you dealt well with it when the opportunity arose, and then everyone looked back and said, boy, he was lucky. Luck. Curiosity, adventure, even the disposition to gamble are clearly elements in real human motivation. And gambling has been with us for almost ever. You know, even the most tribal circumstances, gambling goes on. The bones, rolling the bones and all of that nonsense. Dice. But these and other elements are foreign to the rational economic motive, analytically defined. Rational economic. That's a political system. We studied that when we were doing political science. The rational economic, rational efficient. It's a party model. In short, in the economic life of today, realistically viewed, the goods and services produced and consumed are wanted. In large part, not for any intrinsic quality or satisfying power, but as symbols of achievement of deeper general objectives. Not only was this well known in 1955, not only were they writing about it at that time, but today it has become ingrained in us. that we couldn't separate it from ourselves with sharp knives. It begins to define the who I am and the whose I am. Especially in point are such abstractions as success, prestige, winning, being like other people, or being different from them, keeping up with the neighbors, or getting ahead of them, and simply familiarity, or novelty, or persistence, and change, security, and adventure, and the words go on and on.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And again, reading from this text, Discussion of Man's Self-Transformation from the 1955 symposium put on by the Wennergrund Foundation for Anthropological Research back in 1955 at Princeton University. This is the Tavistock. This is the Stonebridge. This is Chatham House. This is the London School of Economics. This is the think tanks. Thinking about where we have come, looking at man's role in changing the face of the earth, and understanding that as man has changed the face of the earth, so man has been changed by that transformation. Trying to find out where we are going to go in the next 55 years till today. This is not ancient history. To a striking extent, these ulterior wants are pairs of opposites in a sort of polar relation, and inherently require sacrifice of one to the other. Hence, again, compromise at some vaguely determinate proportion. Above all, men seem innately to want power over others, or relative to and beyond others. I'll say that again. You know, I've said it so many times on this broadcast. It's not so much the Zionists. It's not so much the Jesuits. It's not so much the Mormons or this group or that group or the Hindus or the Kush or the Muslims or the Chinese or the socialists or the positivists. Above all, it's that brass ring of power that lies right above your head. And that as soon as you begin to reach up to that brass ring of power, don't be surprised if you find other hands helping you reach it. Above all, men seem innately to want power over others, or relative to and beyond others. Remember the wisdom of Andrew J. Galambos as regards to freedom and property, where property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property, neither is your wife. And that freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And the corollary, of course, is 0% control over other people's property 100% of the time. But unfortunately, as power tends to corrupt, as Lord Acton said, an absolute power corrupts absolutely. We then understand that above all, men seem innately to want power over others, or relative to and beyond others, and this power they commonly insist on defining into the freedom they claim as a right. Remember, the title of this treatise is the Responsibility of Freedom. Again, and this power they commonly insist on defining into the freedom they claim as a right. You have a freedom to choose, but never forget that choices have consequences. Choose carefully. Though rationally defined, freedom in society must be mutual or common, while the power interest is inherently one of conflict. Remember, and this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. But there are responsibilities attenuate to freedom, my friends. Though rationally defined, freedom in society must be mutual or common, while the power interest is inherently one of conflict. As between persons, in contrast with individuals in control over things. These remarks indicate the complexity of the issues faced by modern society. In its abstract form, the problem is still and always that of making better laws or rules to govern human association. In its abstract form, better laws, better rules. You know, what we found out when we were studying the principles of law, business law, by Dillaboo and Howard, that law really is simply but nothing else than order in the society, a desire to create order in your society. Order out of chaos yields law. Presupposed as a matter of course is the obeying of the existing law and its enforcement where necessary until reasonable agreement be secured on changes that will improve it. And there's much that could be said there, reading from John Stuart Mill, open right beside me. I'm not going to get there today, I can see that. Again, presupposed as a matter of course is the obeying of existing law and its enforcement where necessary until reasonable agreement can be secured on changes that will improve it. Who are the lawmakers? Whether it's the Congress, it's your legislature, it's your Senate, it's your county council, it's the planning commission, it's the building department. The county sheriff has influence in all of that. It's the school boards. Who makes all of the laws? How are you going to find any change as long as they are allowed to continue to rule as tyrants? Presupposed, as a matter of course, is the obeying of existing law and its enforcement where necessary until reasonable agreement can be secured on changes that will improve it. That's why I always go back to the same thing. There's no representation in this established two-party political system. If we're going to restore a constitutionally limited form of representative government, it's going to have to begin at the local voting precinct and build up. The precinct is the fundamental building block upon which our entire system of government is built. Without starting there, you're just tilting at windmills. You're going up and replacing one person here, one person there, without abolishing the established two-party political system, which stands between where we are and where we want to be in the very, very near future. The political party system doesn't represent you or I. It represents the constituents. The constituents are the government, not you, not me. It represents the public sector, not the private sector. But unfortunately, even at the highest levels, the private sector and the captains of finance and industry world, at the level of an Axel Wenner-Gren, the wealthiest man on the planet in the 1930s, though you'd never heard his name before, at that level, they dictate, they diktat. As Auguste Comte said, they run the world. The captains of finance and industry will run the world in the positive stage of human development through their appointed dictators, whether that be Ban Ki-moon or Barry the Usurper. And that Ban Ki-moon or Barry the Usurper will be supported by a cadre of super social scientists like Lawrence Summers and Axelrod and others, Timmy Geithner, others. In all that they do, and until such time as we get involved in this system and really begin to alter it substantially, all things are going to continue as they were, and there won't be any change. Continuing here quickly, it is essentially futile to argue that if men were rational and virtuous, social conflict and problems would disappear. If men were rational and virtuous, the age of reason so long gone past now, what virtue? What virtue? Grab your butt buddy by the hand and go skipping through the tulips. What virtue? Words like rationality and virtue merely point to the problem, the heart of which is to define them. But they cannot be defined in relation to the realities in such a way that even if the quality's name could somehow be implanted in all men, a solution would result. What are the solutions? Certainly the solutions begin by correctly diagnosing the disease and then pressing forward to cure the disease. Once that is accomplished, all of the symptoms will no longer be a problem. There will be no more victims. How do you eat an elephant or a donkey or a jackass? You eat them one bite at a time. Where do those bites begin? They begin right where you are. They begin on the front page of a newspaper where the Ozark Property Rights Congress challenges the city in their adoption and implementation of the international building codes and questions the intelligence behind getting in bed with FEMA on a local level in rural southwest Missouri. For a static society, living under laws assumed to be immutable and hence universally known, rationality and virtue had a fairly definite meaning and a large degree of logical applicability. But in a society dedicated to freedom and progress and to truth, critically conceived, they merely indicate the problem. Well, so much for all of that. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.